This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Some European countries are thinking about banning travel from the United Kingdom, this to help prevent the spread of a more infectious variant of COVID-19, which British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning about in the UK. Both the Netherlands and Belgium have suspended flights. Trains to Belgium have also been banned. Italy's foreign minister is indicating his government plans to ban flights. France and Germany are reportedly considering this as well. The new variant has spread fast in London and southeast England, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson has introduced a new Tier 4 level of restrictions, which will rule over the Christmas holidays. Health officials are saying that there's no evidence the new variant is more deadly, but it could be up to 70% easier to transmit. And here's more detail on this developing story. British scientists were scrambling Saturday to work out whether this mutant strain of the coronavirus may be resistant to the new crop of vaccines. The strain was first identified on December 13th in the county of Kent in southern England. An initial analysis by government scientists suggests it's growing faster than the existing viruses. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an unscheduled meeting of ministers Friday amid mounting alarm about the threat posed by the mutant strain. Johnson said at a press conference Saturday, there's no evidence so far to suggest vaccines will be any less effective against the new strain, but he added, there's still a lot we do not know. China says its military followed a U.S. warship as it passed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait this weekend, and it denounced such missions as sending flirtatious glances to supporters of Taiwan's independence. The U.S. Navy said the guided missile destroyer had conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit in accordance with international law. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Army general in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines out to the U.S. is apologizing for what he calls miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout. Just like Pfizer's vaccine, Moderna shots are expected to start right away. General Gustav Perna says between the two, there will be 7.9 million doses delivered next week to hospitals, doctor's offices, and pharmacies. He said they remain on track to allocate around 20 million doses of vaccine to all jurisdictions by the end of December. He said distribution of those doses would extend into the first week of January. General Perna is also apologizing for states not getting the number of doses they thought they would at the start of the rollout. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said, we literally have no time to waste, as he introduced the team that will advance his climate change and energy agenda this weekend. Biden said the country needs a unified national response to climate change, just as it does for COVID-19. He called climate change a national emergency. With Democrats clinging to a slim majority in the U.S. House of Representatives and control of the U.S. Senate still undecided, the Biden administration may achieve little success in Congress, potentially forcing it to depend on rule changes at regulatory agencies to enact change. Environmental groups have largely praised the six-member team for its experience and diversity. U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government. In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. The government's cybersecurity agency has warned that the intrusions pose a grave risk to government and private networks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. The Pentagon is proposing to end an arrangement in which a single military officer leads two of the nation's main cybersecurity organizations. It's a move that a leading Democrat said Saturday makes him profoundly concerned amid a large-scale hacking campaign on U.S. government computer systems. Representative Alan Smith, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, said in a letter to Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller that he objects to the way the Pentagon is going about splitting off U.S. Cyber Command from the National Security Agency. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.